Hello and welcome to a wonderful PSA program on a Sunday morning. It is playing on all our Lotus radio stations. I'm Ian Sorensen, your host, and my first guest today is with Reno Dispatch. It is Aaron Young. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. I saw you at, it was the State of the City, and I thought we need more governmental kind of agencies or more, I guess, regional, I guess, in the sentence. But we have a lot of nonprofits, but this is important information to know. Basically how to handle a 911 call if you need to call 911 and many other tips and information you might have for us. So thank you for coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So let's kind of get your background. How long have you been with Reno Dispatch?
I'll be with them for 14 years in May, and I've been a supervisor for 5 years.
Wow. So how's the job been?
It's great. Yeah. It is rewarding, but it's stressful.
I bet it's quite challenging in many ways.
Every day is different.
Yeah. Every single day is different, of course, because there's so many different kinds of emergencies you guys handle.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what tips would you have? Sometimes somebody, they're in the middle of an emergency, their synapses are not firing on all cylinders, you know, so they're panicking or something like that. What is the best way to make a 911 call so that you can get the best information possible?
Absolutely. Well, there actually have been studies that show that once you get some adrenaline in your system, your brain kind of stops working altogether.
Yeah.
So it's really important to stay calm. But what we need absolutely foremost is the location.
Right.
And when I mean location is very specific. I need the cross streets to where you're at. I need a specific address because we can't get help to you if we don't know where you are.
Right. And then if you don't know the route to get there as well sometimes.
Precisely, yes.
Okay, so cool. And then after that, kind of would take us step by step through how probably the best kind of call could be made.
Okay. So you'll call 911. We'll ask what's the location of your emergency first and foremost. Give us an address, a house address, business address, or cross streets to where you are. And then we'll ask what's the emergency. That way we can classify it based on threat to, you know, bodily injury, if someone's close to being hurt. We need to get that in right away. And if all we have is the location and what's going on, we can at least get the call started while we're still talking to you and asking questions.
Okay, cool. And what kinds of emergencies, I mean, I guess sort of self-explanatory, but if you want to take us through different kinds of emergencies you would handle with 911?
Any major crime in progress, any minor crime in progress, something where we can catch them red-handed, absolutely call 911. Okay. Anytime you feel like your life is threatened or you may be harmed, absolutely call 911. Traffic accidents, if people are hurt, any type of fire.
Right.
Because the faster we can get the fire department there, the better.
Okay. Cool. And then, of course, there's sometimes where people don't have an emergency, but they call 911 anyway because they don't know what the level of emergency they need help with is. So what kind of situations should you not call this number for?
Don't call 911 for a phone number. You can call 411 for that. Also, any type of property damage, it may have occurred overnight, your house got egged, or someone took your Christmas ornaments. That actually does happen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's non-emergency phone numbers, and I can provide those as well. But,
oh, cool.
And our dispatchers answer both, so you're still getting the same level of service. It's just those 911s have to be answered right away.
Right. Yeah. No, they have to prioritize depending on the emergency, of course.
Yes.
So what is do you have it off the top of your head, the non-emergency number?
Sure.
Or more than one?
For Reno Police, Reno Fire is 775-334-2121.
Okay. Very good to know. All right. Exceptional. And going off of that, you've been in the biz for 14 years. What's changed technology-wise or otherwise with Reno Dispatch?
Yeah, technology has changed. We use computers for everything, which is great because it helps us go so much faster than just handwriting things.
Yeah.
The phone technology has changed. Nobody calls from landlines anymore.
Right.
Everybody usually calls from a cell phone. Even if you're in a business like this, you're more apt to pick up your cell phone and call 911 because it's on you most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, the technology has changed light speeds, but it's not where we want it to be.
Okay.
And just because you call 911, we do get some GPS coordinates, but believe it or not, it's not that accurate. So once we ask for that location, it really is important regardless of where you're calling from. Also, with voice over IP systems, even if you are at a business or a home, if you move or you change information, you got to change it with that carrier because what will come through will be your old address. So that's, again, why we ask the location.
Right.
We'll repeat it twice to verify it. So it gives you an opportunity to say, oh, wait, though, that was my old address. I'm at this address now. That
right.
way we can get help faster.
Very cool. So you said the technology isn't where you want it to be. Where do you want it to be?
It would be great for technology to be able to ping a cell phone caller in a casino. We could get the general idea that you're calling from the Silver Legacy, but I have no clue what room, what floor.
That's a lot of ground to cover.
It is.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if that's the only thing you can tell us, you know, at least we can try to find you and figure out what's going on.
Right on. Is there any possibility in the future of like some sort of 3D mapping where you know exactly what floor somebody's on of a building or something like that?
You know, I believe different companies are working on it, but it's still going to be a while. So this is what we have right now, and that's what we have to work with.
All right. Yeah, definitely going to have to work with what you got. So, what if somebody accidentally calls 911? What is the protocol there? Because sometimes they just want to hang up and, oh my God, I made a mistake. Hopefully they don't notice it. But of course you're going to notice it.
I'm so glad that you asked that.
Yeah.
Because our call takers have to call that phone number back. And it takes time away from the call takers answering other incoming 911 calls and non-emergency calls. So if you could just spend that extra couple of seconds, stay on the line and say, no, I'm sorry, it was a pocket dial or my child had the phone. I'm sorry, I'm taking it away. You know, it really does save us that time from disconnecting and then calling back, waiting for it to ring and for someone to pick up. And sometimes people are scared and they don't answer. So, you know, we really don't know what was going on. But if you just say, you know, it was an accident, that's great. You're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Just get over your embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Tell them what was up and then
I've done it myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, out and about. So that, you know, embarrassing for me because I know what happens, but it's important.
Yeah, it's good to know that. So, what else have we not covered? I guess, how does one become like a Reno dispatcher? How do you even approach that kind of line of work?
It is definitely a calling. Not everybody can do it. I've been told that several times from people who come in and do observations. It's a lot different than what they thought it would be once they actually come and sit along and plug in and listen to the calls and listen to the radio traffic. But we do open continuous recruitment through the city. If you go to reno.gov, you can apply at any time.
Okay.
We do have openings that open up. So it is a very long process because you've got to be vetted. You have to have a clean background, and we have to ask you lots of questions and put you through some tests to make sure that this is really something that you want to do and you can handle it.
And you're going to be in a high-stress situation.
High-stress, long hours, overtime, birthdays, weekends, holidays.
Right.
We're there 24/7.
Right on. So anything else we haven't covered? I know I asked a number of questions, but I want to make sure if there's something you want the public to know about that I have not hit upon yet.
We have a fairly robust online reporting for the Reno Police Department.
Okay.
And a lot of people may not know that. If it is kind of a like lower priority call, you know, someone backed into your car at a parking lot, there's no damage, your car's drivable, you exchange information, you can always go online to renopd.com and file that report. You don't even have to wait for an officer.
I did not even know that.
Yeah, it's really convenient, especially in the technology age where people would rather just text or email or do something on the computer than rather call or talk to someone in person.
Right.
It's really, really handy, and it really helps us out because that way it frees up the officers to go to those emergencies and to deal with those in-progress things because, you know, we only have so many.
All right. Well, that's really cool. So just a simple like fender bender, you can just report it online later and then they don't have to waste their time.
Absolutely. And when they steal your long gnomes too, if you don't know who it is and you didn't catch them in the act, file the report online.
All right. Very cool. How can people find out more about you? I guess online as well.
Yeah, we have a website page at reno.gov. You can go on. There's a phone number there where if you're interested in doing a civilian sit-along, we welcome the public to come in and see what we do
because
we're usually the voice that nobody ever sees, but it's really helpful. If you're curious, if you're interested, you can come sit for a couple of hours and listen to incoming calls, listening to the radio traffic, listen to the fire department. It's really, really interesting, and I think it benefits everybody.
All right.
And then also, too, I also wanted to mention that because we are the voice that nobody sees, we actually do get celebrated once a year for National Telecommunicator Week.
Right.
It's April 8th through the 14th, and so it's a way to say thanks to your dispatcher for everything that we do.
Yeah, I think and you guys definitely deserve the thanks because you go through a whole lot and you help a lot of people. So thank you for that.
And we do appreciate the public. We love it when you guys call and give us thanks. And, you know, it's great when we have a 911 call that goes really, really well. So, you know, for those that do call and you're calm and you give us everything we need, you know, we do ask a lot of questions. And we're not trying to be difficult or obnoxious, but those are what we're required to do so that we can classify and prioritize the call. And it only gets you help faster. So just because we're asking questions doesn't mean help isn't already on the way. Through the computer system, we're already sending help. But those are officer safety and citizen safety information that we really do need.
All right. Well, keep that in mind. Keep these tips in mind. Aaron Young from Reno Dispatch, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it.
Of course.